Enrollment in the Surrey School District now sits at just over 83,000 students, marking a smaller increase than in the previous 2 years. Enrollment across the Surrey School District had increased by 1,507 students as of the September opening, which is lower than in previous years that introduced a new normal of more than 2,300 students per year. This jump, however, still marked a significant increase since the pandemic. Prior to COVID-19, Surrey School's enrollment increase was typically 800 students annually. That's the number we track most closely, and it shows, again, that we are growing rapidly, said Deputy Superintendent Andrew Holland at the regular October board meeting on Wednesday night, October 9. The vast majority of new students, 1,321 according to district data, are newcomers to Canada. We welcome these students, we embrace them, we have supports in place for them, and again, it speaks to our need as Surrey continues to grow, we need more school spaces, Holland explained. Enrollment among adult learners, learning centers, international students, Indigenous learners and students who are physically dependent, blind or deaf has dropped this year, the data presented by Holland shows. In recent weeks, new school seats have been announced by the BC Ministry of Education for Surrey and other school districts. We got a lot of announcements, maybe leading up to the election time, whatever the reason, we got a lot of announcements for 55 classrooms, which is great news. But really, that alone almost keeps up with our enrollment this year, and our enrollment this year is less than what it has been, Trustee Bob Holmes said. The board member added that if modular additions and constructed additions continue to be announced at this same pace, and if enrollment continues as it is this year, then student seats may keep up with enrollment or even get ahead of growth. This would come as a result of additions to South Meridian and Semiamo Trail Elementary Schools opening next year. But when I look at 2026 and 2027, all I see on there is a 27-classroom new school and a 20-classroom addition, and that's it. Holmes went on to note how advanced voting has begun for the BC election, but education promises seem to be slim or none in the party's platforms. I would say to people, when you are looking to vote, I would hope you ask your MLA candidates where they stand on capital, because right now I see nothing out there from any of the parties. I hope we see the parties coming out with something in the next few days saying they're promising some capital. But I'm not all that optimistic, because education isn't really on anybody's mind right now when it comes to the election, and it's disappointing.